Greetings to the mighty ruler of Egypt, Pharaoh Amenhotep.
You've remembered us. So what's the matter?
If they had not forced me to come, I wouldn't take up your valuable time.
I'm listening. Who forced you to come here?
I've come to complain about Excellency Yusasif.
Is he entitled to charge the priests of Amon Temple for wheat rations?
Why not? That wheat is the result of the people's hard work. Why should I give it free to Amon Temple?
The wheat belongs to the people, of course. Amon also belongs to the people. And priests are the protectors of the people's faith. If not for the prayer of the priests in Amon Temple, you would not have succeeded in storing so much wheat.
That seems in contradiction with the fact that you dissuaded as many people as possible from cooperating with the governor, and they're storing wheat in the silo.
You are misinformed. That's not true. And we'll prove it when the time is right. This is my question. If you want to sell wheat to the priests, who are these servants of the people? Why at 3,000 debit?
Because you can afford it. The temple is wealthy.
Why shouldn't you open Amon's chest full of gold and silver? Must the great treasure of gods never be of use?
Well, I dare say. I'm sure that there are plans for the treasures of Amon Temple.
Tell me, has anyone forced you to buy wheat?
No, Excellency. Thankfully, that is why we do not have to buy wheat so dearly. When there are others from whom we can buy the wheat for half the price.
You are absolutely right, Eminent Ankh-Morpork. You are free to buy wheat wherever and from whomever you choose. You can, if you wish, even buy it from other countries.
I hope you wouldn't consider that to be disrupting the government's affairs, because we will.
Your Highness, it will disrupt affairs. If they import wheat, it will prevent you from defeating Amon.
Don't worry. My God has told me things the priests don't know. They will have to buy wheat from us soon.
As I trust what Excellency Yusasif says, I will not object to the temple buying wheat elsewhere.
I hope Excellency Yusasif's predictions are realized again.
To put your mind at ease, I would like to say, unfortunately, our neighboring countries also are facing famine. Ankh-Mahu and the priests will not be able to buy wheat from any country.
You're sure about this?
That's great. I didn't know that.
It is good for defeating the priests, but it's not good for the people of those countries. We predicted the famine, but they did not, so they will be in trouble. What will the Canaanite people do during the famine? May God have mercy on them.
Yuda! Look! This grain is from 10 clusters.
We can't harvest this wheat. Benjamin. Tell Father all wheat is like this. Shall we reap it or leave it?
All right, we're here.
We are the followers of Abraham. Our book is Scrolls of Abraham.
Grandfather, who's Prophet Abraham?
My grandfather. The prophet of God. He was the first to come to Canaan.
Grandfather, did anybody else live in Canaan before us? Or are we the first people to live in Canaan?
No, my son. Canaan existed before us, and many people lived in it.
Grandfather, why do they call us children of Israel?
The old inhabitants of Canaan call you children of Israel, because you are the progeny of my bloodline. Israel is my other name. So you and your fathers are all children of Israel.
Greetings, Father.
What is it, Benjamin?
This year, the wheat is like this. Shall we reap it or not?
It is little and requires much effort, but what else can we do instead? We have no choice. We have hard days ahead. Reap the wheat and store as much as you can. We must use it sparingly, or we will fall victims to famine.
We'll do our best. We won't leave even the withered ears. It may not have wheat for us, but it is chaff for the animals.
Reap them, reap them. It is better than nothing.
All right, Father.
Blessing and prosperity left my children's lives 30 years ago. Since their brother went missing, they still need their bread, despite all their efforts. Of what was it that we were talking?
There is no wheat. Nobody in Egypt has wheat except Yusarsif. He stored all wheat in Egypt, in silos with their stems.
Yes, we know that. We mean outside Egypt, in the neighboring countries.
I know that in Crete and Hippany, they are facing famine as well.
We should go to the other countries. We may be able to import some wheat.
Why are you entering the city?
There is famine in our homeland, and they said there is wheat in Egypt. We have come to seek help.
You must be from Kiberia.
Oh, that's right.
Wait here while I ask about it. They stay here till I return.
400 slave owners in Thebes have thus far freed their slaves in order to be rid of the expenses of famine. Those slaves are considered indigenous and must receive free wheat.
Why do they get free wheat? Why not use them as workers? You need many workers to guard and manage the silos and distribute the wheat. Give them wheat in return for labor.
Bravo, Asenath. That's a very good suggestion. I must be grateful to Pharaoh Akhenaten and Lady Nefertiti for choosing me a wife like you. This way, we overcome the lack of workforce by using the slaves.
Greetings to the wise Yuzarsif.
God's greetings to you.
I have come from the city's eastern gate. Nationals from a neighboring country, seemingly from Kaberia, have come to buy wheat. What should I tell them?
Make sure they are affected by famine. We can't give wheat to everyone from every other country. We will announce the names of the famine-stricken countries. In order to prevent profiteering, do not give more than 10 measures, a month's share, to anybody. And charge them prosperity time price. And also, register their names so they don't get wheat more than once a month. Also, you must search their luggage, as they mustn't be carrying any weapons. This is the list of the famine-stricken countries and instructions.
Please say something, my lady. They are trying to destroy the temple. They will not even give us free wheat.
And what can I do about it? They have banned me from entering the palace. They don't speak in front of me. They even consider me to be one of your temple agents.
If the temple had access to wheat for a few months, we would be able to provide the temple with next year's harvest.
Be sure there will not be rain for 5 years, neither will there be wheat. I do not know why all of Yuzarsif's predictions always come true.
I hope that you can help us. In Akhenaten's
palace. Do you hear? My son is Amenhotep. I will always call him by that name. I will not utter nor tolerate hearing that stupid name.
All right, my lady. Amenhotep. In Amenhotep's palace, you always supported us. You mustn't forget Amon's servants.
Once again, please go to Pharaoh Akhenaten. Forgive me, Amenhotep. Go to Pharaoh Amenhotep again. If you ask him, he may provide the temple with wheat.
Very well. I will do my best. Fear the wrath of gods and the wrath of Amon. Amenhotep. If Amon curses, you and your silos will all turn into ash. Yuzarsif has deceived you. He has deceived us all. Get away from me! I hope this palace is destroyed, and you and Yuzarsif along with it. Get your hands off me, idiots! Do not enrage Amon more.
Lady T is very angry. She must have had bad news from the temple.
I think you're right. It means the priests have failed. As I said, they are not able to buy wheat anywhere.
Each time I am foolish enough to doubt my faith in you, you present us with signs of the power of your god. And my doubt is replaced by certainty.
I have no doubt you are in contact with the One God.
Many times now, we have witnessed the defeat of Amon by the One God. Without a doubt, Ankh-Mahu's failure to buy wheat is the prelude to his final defeat.
It is my dream to announce monotheism as the religion of Egypt, and extinguish polytheism and idolatry.
I assure you that day is near. Have patience as the coins in Amon Temple become fewer, and watch as the people discover the god's flaws.
Will the day come when the power of Amon, the false and despot god, comes to an end?
God has willed that monotheism will eradicate polytheism and idolatry. God's promise shall soon be realized. My concern at the moment is Lady T. She could instigate the priests against your rule and our aim.
If Lady T is such a danger, we could have her imprisoned.
No, Your Highness. I think it would be enough if she were confined to her house so she couldn't contact our enemies.
All right. Summon Harmab. As of today, my mother, Lady T, is under house arrest. The priests are banned from meeting with her. Nobody but me may enter or leave her palace.
We have asked merchants from everywhere. It's impossible to import wheat from other countries.
They say there is famine in the neighboring countries as well.
There is no wheat in Egypt either. If anyone stored it, they have used it in the past 2 years.
We have no choice. We cannot let thousands of Amon Temple servants starve to death. We will have to pay for the wheat.
But, Your Eminence, these treasures are the Temple's power.
The Temple's power is because of its servants and followers. We cannot just have them all starving.
Wheat is now much more expensive than the Temple's gold, Eminence.
We will just have to do without a part of the temple's treasure. Take a box from the treasury and go to the silos in Thebes and buy some wheat. And take a few guards with you. Do not return without the wheat. Understand? For now, we will just have to admit defeat by Usasim. But when the time comes, I will crush Akhenaten and Usasim.
May the gods destroy Usasif. I hope he is cursed by Amon.
This treasure is the reason for the temple's power. I hope the fires of the gods' wrath befall Usasif and his lord, Akhenaten.
One. Two. Three. Four.
15 measures!
5 measures.
Were you a slave?
Right. Off you go. 10 measures! Next.
I hope these coins turn into fire and burn you and your silos.
The way separation from these coins is burning you will not be burning us. I can assure you of that. Is this 3,000 Deben?
Yes.
1,000 measures! For the temple! Go on.
Brothers, pay 1 Deben for 1 measure.
Did you see? That's our offerings and gift.
Yes. We gave them to the gods, but they kept it themselves.
People are starving, but they eat so much, they can't even see their feet over their fat bellies.
Eat and get fat, glutton priests.
When will we be rid of them? Next.
Otherwise,
15 measures!
Be careful not to waste anything. Come on, hurry! You go over there. It'll be okay.
Freed everybody, but I consider myself still to be your maid, my lady.
I am happy you have settled down.
Come, my lady. Come to my house. It is near.
No, I must be going.
Where? That is not the way to the palace.
Somebody said that Usar Seef is going to Memphis. So I am going to Syria Gate. As the Nile has no water, Usar Seef goes to Memphis via Syria. I want to see him.
Who told you that? Someone you know? Was it a stranger trying to tease you?
It was a youth in the street.
And I'm sure you rewarded him dearly.
Must not one reward the one who brings news of Usar Seef?
Even if it is a lie, my lady?
But what if it is true and I see him there?
But your eyes, my lady, they cannot see well. How are you going to see Usar Seef?
I can see a little bit. I don't need eyes to see you, Usar Seef. I just need to smell his scent. He is always beside me. He always appears on the back of my closed eyelids. I haven't lived without you, Usar Seef, for a moment. If I had, I would be dead by now.
Poor Zuleika. Her love was once only a whim, but now she is truly devoted.
What's the matter, Excellency? Are you looking for someone?
Someone was calling Joseph from the crowd. But everyone knows me by my Egyptian name.
Are you looking for someone?
A female voice called Joseph, imploring with all her heart. The voice was familiar. Try to find her in the crowd.
It's useless to search. Finding one person among so many eager people by her voice is impossible.
Let's go.
Thelma, daughter of Fatma.
You were freed as well. You can get free wheat for 1 month.
Ten measures! Your papers.
Tiamani, daughter of Bingi.
This is your freedom certificate. You can have free wheat for 1 month.
10 measures! Next.
Zuleika?
Her whims angered me very much. But I too love her now, because she is so pathetic.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. We didn't intend on returning here.
We were busy talking and just ended up here like we used to.
If Lady Zuleika sees us, she'll say, "Oh no, they're back again."
Do you think we should go in and give her some wheat?
Yes. I don't think she ever gets any wheat. I don't imagine anyone brings her any. I hear that she is starving to death. Let's go. Where could Lady Zuleika be? I don't know. She might be in the palace. Lady? Lady Zuleika? Lady? Lady? Lady Zuleika? Lady? Lady! Lady Zuleika! Lady? Where are you? Lady Zuleika? Lady Zuleika? Lady? I remember. I think I know where she is. The usual place. She will be back. Let's grind some wheat and make some dough.
Smell of fresh bread. Is anybody there? There.
Hello, my lady. Welcome home.
We searched everywhere in the palace.
Have some fresh bread. We knew you would return soon. You must be hungry. We baked some bread.
I see you've learned to sweet talk. Who asked you to come back anyway?
Come, my lady. Come and sit here. Have some delicious fresh bread.
We thought that you might be hungry. We ground some wheat and baked some fresh bread. We've left some flour and wheat here. We waited to see the lady, and then we'll leave.
No need to leave. One mustn't leave her home if she doesn't want to.
We have nowhere to go, my lady. We have lived here since we were children. Where can we go?
We're used to this place. And we love our lady. We wanted to go, but to where? We didn't know. And then we found ourselves here at the palace door.
I need you both as well. Stay here if you are able. I have no one except you.
What have you been doing today, my lady?
I went to see Joseph.
Joseph?
Yes, Joseph.
So, did you see him?
I did. I did. I saw him well. I called him User Thief many times, but he didn't hear. But when I called out Joseph, he heard me and looked for me.
Did he see you?
No, I covered up my face. I don't want him to see me like this. But I am happy. I saw him well.
With your poor eyesight?
Yes. I am so happy because I saw my Joseph before going completely blind. He looked so handsome and so impressive. Everyone was happy to see him. I used to envy people because they loved him as well. But now I am just happy. Happy he has so much love. But now I admire people because they are just like me. They hold dear and respect my beloved Joseph.
To the silos.
May God protect the sagacious Yuzasif because of his foresight. If you hadn't stored wheat with its stems, our animals would all be dead.
These are all blessings from God Almighty. Storing wheat this way has other advantages too, which you'll know later.
Measures. Next. Negaman, son of Huski. 7 children, 15 sheep, and 2 cows. 70 measures for 7 people will be 70 deben, and 2 stacks of chaff for animals, 20 deben, 90 deben total.
I haven't any deben.
What about gold or silver?
I don't have that either. But I have cattle and sheep. Will you accept?
That's no problem. Just register them into the ownership of the Egyptian government. Then return them to their owner to keep.
Do you mean I can keep the sheep I've already given for wheat?
Yes. But you must know they belong to the Egyptian government. And it can take them from you whenever it wills.
Thank you, Prophet of God. Thank you. That couldn't be better. I will give one of my cows in return for wheat. Just tell me where I must sign. Thank you, Prophet of God.
God be with you. If they don't have cash, take gold, silver, or jewelry. If they don't have that, take cattle or sheep and let them keep them. If they have nothing else, take houses or property. The house will be owned by the government, but they can live in it. Farms will be owned by the government too, but they continue to work on them.
I don't understand. Why do that?
Next!
My aim is to do justice. You'll know later. Let's go.
Such deals and exchanges look more like a joke. In return for the people's properties, wealth, and animals, you give wheat, but don't take anything.
Be patient. In time, this joke will become a reality you can't even fathom. Only know that Egypt must be revolutionized. The superior must become inferior, and the inferior must rise.
Is that possible?
If God wills it, yes.
you, Amon. The one who once stood proudly on an altar. Proudly in my room with aloes wood and incense. And wanted to witness my sin. And I covered your face out of my shame. What's the matter? Why are you on the ground? I know I have ignored you for some time. You see, I am weak and crippled, and cannot even attend to my own needs. I have forgotten not only you, but myself as well. As long as I was wealthy and mighty, you are dear as well. And when I forgot myself, I forgot you. Perhaps I ignored you intentionally, you know? I worshipped you all of my life. Unfortunately, you never paid attention to your servant. You ignored me, the goddess of your own temple. I was ashamed to sin before you, but you saw me ashamed before the people and did nothing. Anyhow, you are Amon. Amon-Ra, the great god of Egyptians. But now, they want to change the Egyptians' god. Joseph wants to do it. He wants to replace you with his god. He wants to replace you with the one god. He is justified. Isn't he? Amon. Did you see? Joseph was only a slave. And his god made him governor of Egypt. Obviously, Joseph would worship such a mighty god. Must such a god so kind to his servants not be worshipped? Must not he be worshipped instead of Amon? What have you done for me? At least learn benevolence from Joseph's god. See, Joseph's slavery document. Still I have it. Do you see? Joseph's god took a slave from the depths of dishonor to the height of greatest honor. And you took a great lady of Egypt from the height of dignity to this humility. May the curse of Joseph's God be upon all contemptible gods like you! You dragged me into this degradation. No, you didn't. Of course you didn't. You are too powerless to degrade Zuleika. I think my degradation is also the will of Joseph's God. I deserve it. I'm mistreated Joseph and his god.
Good for you, Sarsif. He has the good god.
Who is it? What do you want?
We have brought your food, my lady.
Did you see what I did to Amon?
He deserved it! You should have done it a long time ago.
How do I go about respecting Joseph's god? How do I please him? How do I please him?